Are you ready?
Home improvement spending is on the rise across the country.
And Home Improvement Radio just got more fun.
Because forget about coping and mitering and all that. My three favorite tools are a bobcat, a chainsaw, and a dumpster.
The My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa
takes you on an insider's tour of home improvement every week. And there are images of deck failures that you don't want to see. That you just don't want to see.
A deck failure is so catastrophic. It's so sudden. I mean, I've seen a couple on tape, and you've obviously seen photos of them. I mean, they will make your teeth fall out. My Fix It Up Life isn't your father's home improvement show.
We offer you a fresh family approach to improving your home and raising a family. Just this morning, Lexi, our 9-year-old, and I were talking about how Mark is like kind of the superhero of carpentry. Like he's got this cape and stuff. Whenever he hears a tool in the neighborhood, it's like, dun-da-da, and he like tools up and he gets like, you know, his two-tone pants on and his work shoes and he runs out in the neighborhood and he says, hi, what are you using? Relatable, engaging, fun, and informative.
As licensed contractors, we answer listeners' questions, interview experts and celebrities, and share what we learn along the way while we design, renovate,
and share DIY tips for national magazines, TV, books, and every week on the My Fix It Up Life radio show.
Jeff Devlin, co-host and carpenter of HGTV Spice Up My Kitchen.
Jeff, you're already on the spot, man. Welcome to my Fix It Up Life.
As a nicety, I actually use stealing because I still have most of those tools that I borrowed.
Oh, you do?
I do intend on giving them back someday.
For the first time since 2006, home improvement spending is on the upswing.
According to American Express, 62% of homeowners said they plan to embark on home improvements this year, spending on average $6,200 on enhancements.
U.S. home remodeling is expected to grow at a double-digit rate during the first quarter of 2011, according to the Joint Center for Housing Studies of Harvard University.
Nationally, spending on home improvements last year was $112 billion, according to the U.S. Census Bureau.
Industry insiders attribute the rising home improvement trend to favorable construction prices, low mortgage rates, and a growing trend among many to stay put in their neighborhoods and update their existing homes.
Today, we're giving it the old Midas touch, turning our home improvement sweat into gold with expert advice from one of our favorite HGTV hosts and talented designer, Lisa Laporta.
The data still says that kitchens and bathrooms sell homes or don't sell homes.
That's what I told Lexi this morning at breakfast. We were talking about Earth Day, and I said, are you going to go outside and give the Earth a big old hug? And she said, what?
Yep, you get a little dew on you, too, from my thick green grass.
Yes, you would, and all of the poo, too.
Yeah, we actually use a fertilizer called Milorganite.
Yes.
And what it is reconstituted, processed, highly processed, and refined. Well, got to say what it is. Human poop.
The My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment.